Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 941.
For your news headlines, well, Nebraska is getting ready to carry out its first execution since 1997. In what will be Nebraska's first lethal injection execution, the state is going to use an untested cocktail of drugs to put Carrie Dean Moore to death later this morning.
Think how long ago, what was it, 40 years ago?
79, yeah, almost 40 years ago that he was convicted.
Two cab drivers within 5 days of apart.
Yeah, and it wasn't just some rando thing.
That's when the murders happened.
Yeah, he chose them. He found them. He didn't want to murder anyone who was close to his age because killing an older man would be easier. One of the guys had 10 kids. The other had 2 or maybe 3, and they were both war veterans.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing
two,
is just
two,
awful.
Two Korean war vets.
Yeah.
Both 47. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Maynard Helgeland and Royal Van Ness.
Yeah, he sat in a smoke pit barbecue place way back in the day and called cabs over and over until he found the right one, the right age that he wanted to deal with. They had some of the kids on yesterday on the news, and it's just, I mean,
it'd
it makes
like
you look at
some guy
things.
Deciding he wanted to shoot Uber drivers.
Yeah.
And then now think about this, 40 years later.
Yeah, been sitting there.
Justice is being served.
Wow.
So a federal judge had denied a German drug maker's request to halt the execution because it didn't approve of its drugs being used to put someone to death. There was also a legal motion put by the ACLU, that posits that maybe the fact that they repealed the death penalty and then did that commute these to life sentences. But I mean, I would imagine at 10 o'clock today, it will go as planned, the execution.
There was just one done down south, I believe. Same type, same way. I just wonder what they went through in trying to get this pulled off. You know, chemical wise. What chemicals did they use? So yeah, I'm guessing too. 10 o'clock. Then this morning.
Two more arrests have been made in connection with the burglary at the home of football head coach Scott Frost. A 20-year-old Lincoln transient. He was arrested Saturday. 16-year-old was taken into custody earlier this month, and now a 17-year-old girl was arrested in connection with the crime last Thursday. Police say the suspects entered the home through an unlocked door last month and stole an assortment of personal belongings.
Shoes
estimated
and all that
about
stuff.
$50,000. Yeah. Helmets, shoes, artwork.
I wonder how many other people out there are like, I got robbed too, didn't make the news. I mean, I'm not Scott Frost, but
wow,
with some of my memorabilia.
We apologize.
Yeah. Gotta be a head coach to get this kind of
case closed.
Mm-hmm. Tensions are high in London today. A man drove his car into security barriers outside Parliament. Thankfully, it was just injuries that happened to the stander buyers. But the city's counterterrorism unit is taking the lead as the investigation gets underway.
Now, what is
police
it?
Police arrested the driver.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Two people are being treated at the hospital for injuries.
Wow. We're trying to catch. He tried to run over the standard buyers. Mm-hmm. These standard buyers were standing about when he ran him over.
Stand buyers. I don't know what the correct pluralization
the
of that is.
Buyers. The standard buyers.
Stand
about
with your fiber.
The Palace of Westminster, where Parliament meets, is one of the world's major targets for terrorists. It was 5 people were killed in March of last year.
Are they just tourists? Are they just tourists that have gone wrong?
I don't know. I mean, it's just they're saying that this is another act of terrorism. Obviously, police had to shut down the area, but they're looking into it. Omarosa's new tell-all book being released today. Unhinged. An insider's account of the Trump White House.
Who's going to buy this?
Oh, everyone and their brother. What a great Christmas gift.
Oh, gosh.
Buy it now. Wrap it up.
No way.
Merry Christmas. It's Omarosa's book. Everyone wanted it.
Thanks, Dad.
Jeez. No, thank you. The former Trump White House staffer and reality TV star is hitting back at the Trump administration. So she's out making the rounds today. The White House press secretary has dismissed the book as riddled with lies and false accusations. So that's on newsstands today. The FBI agent who tweeted, texted anti-Trump messages was fired. He's taking steps now to raise money to pay for his legal costs. Peter Strzok.
I thought
he'd already been fired, but this was the guy. I remember he was texting his girlfriend. She was like, he's not going to get to become president. And he's
Don't worry, baby.
We're going to stop him.
Never going to happen. After his firing, which was confirmed yesterday, he took to Twitter and wrote that he was saddened, but it had been an honor to work for the FBI. And then I guess he started a GoFundMe page to try to raise nearly $200,000 to pay for his legal defense.
They got to come up with a different name than GoFundMe, because all I hear every time is GoFundMe,
go F me. Yeah.
Go fund yourself.
Yeah. So he wants people to donate to pay for his legal. Wow.
Yeah, well, I guess he's got fans out there that people are like, hey, there's some people that think he's a patriot.
All right.
I hated his testimony. He's got a really creepy smile. I don't know if they keep showing the B-roll. They constantly show the clip of, when he had to go in front of Congress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's got this creepy smile when he's like defending himself.
I can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
Researchers say that vaping could damage vital immune system cells and may be more harmful than previously thought.
Is it worse than smoking a cigarette?
Well, the caution is against the widely held opinion that e-cigarettes are safe. Now, I don't know if they were putting these up. The public health, they're advising that they're much less harmful than smoking, and people shouldn't hesitate to use them to try to give up cigarettes. And now people are saying, not so fast.
I mean, you're inhaling chemicals.
Yeah,
it's not just magical air.
Right. No.
It's chemicals. It's just the issue, I think, for your average smoker is this at least better than tobacco.
And I think what they're finding is it's just a different form of bad. You know what I mean? It might not be the same cancer causing agents, but it can lead to chronic lung disease. And it also can have a damaging effect long term on your immune system, which would allow you to be more susceptible to other things. So e-cigarettes, not exactly the magic bullet that people were hoping would be for, quitting smoking. They're saying just not smoking is the best thing that you could do for your lungs. Put it all down. McDonald's and its franchisees are investing hundreds of millions of dollars into transforming their restaurants across the U.S. We're going to start seeing changes this year into next year. Things that are going to be newly added: digital self-order kiosks, a new digital menu board for the drive-thru.
I was at McDonald's, about a month ago on our camping trip, and they already had them set up. It wasn't open yet. I don't know if it ever is at this point. But yeah, they had them right on the side. You can just order your food and, I guess, sit there.
Replace the human.
Yeah, they had this new thing, parking spots for curbside pickup.
Okay.
So you order on your mobile phone, you download the app, you order it, you pull up, and they bring it out to you. I'm like, how is that any different than a drive-thru? Like, I'm still blown away. Like,
because you remember, they always get backed up. Have you ever been at a McDonald's or BK when they're slammed and they ask you, they're like, sir, can you just pull ahead? Like, you can tell when they're slammed and you see cars rolling up pain and then going to the end, like past the second window and waiting.
Yeah, because
they're backed up. They're like, keep moving. We'll try and get you your fries. I think fries always slows them down.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense, because people do go at lunch. You know, maybe, they have X amount of time to get there and back, I guess. So,
oh, most of the fast foods at lunchtime, they are jammed.
Yeah.
I mean, you're waiting in a line.
Yeah.
It is not fast food in busy times.
So McDonald's, I guess, is going to partnering with Uber Eats for McDelivery.
They're already doing it.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing that they're going to be bringing. I don't think it's rolled out nationwide. I think it's just in areas. Do we have it here in Omaha?
We do.
Okay.
It's
funny
because a friend of mine was in a situation because their 14-year-old boy has been working, you know, a lot this summer, and all he orders is Uber Eats, and he has no money saved because he spent all his money on Uber Eats.
Well, you get into that convenience, dude.
Yes!
It's just like Amazon
Prime.
It
is.
You get into the deal of delivery.
Yeah.
What's wild is the numbers. McDonald's serves 25 million customers every day across the globe. So 25 million people. This is the latest in there. And
it's 25 million every day?
Yes.
And the old slogan used to be over 20 million served.
Well, now it's over a billion. It's like billions and billions served. 25 million customers across the globe every day eat at McDonald's. Isn't that just heart-stopping to think of that number? 25 million customers daily. They have to be, I mean, they're the monolith. I mean, they have to be top of the food chain when it comes to doing all this.
Burger King falls in that area as well.
I don't know if Burger King has the global reach like McDonald's. McDonald's is everywhere. Man, if you try to find a Burger King, you got to sometimes hunt when you're on road trips. Because that's the big thing, is the kids like Burger King.
Maybe you just see those Golden Arches easier than you see the BK.
Probably, because it seems like they're always on the other side of the street.
We tried doing the Google Maps. We were driving across to Iowa trying to find a BK, and it was like, oh my God.
Oh, they don't have Burger Kings in Iowa.
Why?
Because I don't know. Something weird happened.
You're so full of it.
But back in the day, they decided, you know, so, screw Iowa.
You're so
McDonald's
full of it.
Could have them. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They lost the card game.
Yeah. We get that state in the divorce.
Yeah, I'm seeing quite a sight.
Here's a little more interesting. All right, so McDonald's is also giving away, looks like gold cards. It's a free food for life. And I guess Warren Buffett and Bill Gates have this card. And I think Jimmy Kimmel? I had one at one given time, but it was for a year.
It's Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was only for a year, but it's a gold card. That
I think it's a sign
of
appreciation. So Warren Buffett very publicly actually uses the product. He claims he goes to McDonald's almost every day.
So anyone who uses the app, the mobile app, from August 10th, which is already by, to the 24th, is automatically entered for to win that lifetime of free McDonald's. Lifetime!
I hope it goes to somebody who really will use it, as opposed to some rando who just... you know, goes on the occasional.
I want someone to really use it every day, have diabetes.
No, but somebody who already does it.
Every, on oxygen.
Like,
it says right here. It really means
that's our winner.
Enough money to buy up to two meals a week for 50 years
His
is what the small print is.
Yeah. Two meals
just
a week.
Jacked.
$52,000.
Wow.
It's still free McDonald's for life. I mean, whether it's one meal or two or ten. It's
unlimited is free. More than you can handle, believe me.
Oh,
buddy.
You wouldn't want it.
It ruins it.
Yeah.
So if you're a McDonald's fan, I mean, you would, if you really
twice
used it,
twice a week,
you would be
not bad.
There's that weird dude
out.
That's always in the news that has eaten a Big Mac every day for the last million years.
Yeah, but there's always the rando goof. I'm saying for the mainstream.
I mean, call us. If you eat McDonald's every day, give us a call. We'll give you some props. I mean, geez, how can you eat every day? But I know people that do.
That's like their breakfast run. They go, they get
lunch.
Their coffee, and they get their they get their little breakfast sandwich, and then they're on their way.
I mean, I worked with a guy once way back in the day that every single day we stopped at Burger King. I used to call him Burger King. I'm like, dude, we're at Burger King again? That's the one thing that pushed me to taking lunch at that given time, because I was like, I can't eat Burger King every single day because I can't. I'm running out of options that I like.
They have such an expanded menu. You can get so many things. Yeah. Paris is getting a lot of pushback from Parisians because they have tried to get eco-friendly with public urinals. Apparently, public urination is a problem in Paris.
All right.
And so they have decided that to find necessary measures to prevent men from peeing in the streets, they have these little stands. They have a red top, the front, and there's a floral display. And you pee in the box, and it contains straw at the bottom. And then they turn it into compost for the parks. And the Parisians are not upset because they think it's, like, disgusting. They're upset because they think they're ugly. It's like so Paris. They're like, it's not about them peeing in a box. It's the box is so unsightly. That's basically what it comes down to.
It looks like a garbage can, actually. Right. Look like a.
How is it good for the environment? Yeah. How is peeing in a
Eco solution? Because they're using then they're taking the straw and composting it. So they're trying to get people from just peeing on the streets to using that public urination for an eco-friendly.
I mean, it looks like somebody's peeing in a newspaper,
dispenser,
or an ATM.
It's so bizarre looking.
There's no shield or anything. There's like no privacy.
Man. No, I guess guys would just pee on the streets anyway.
Maybe they need that in old Poop City, San Francisco.
That's what I was wondering when I saw this. I was like, San Francisco, are you listening? Maybe this could be
something. I mean, that is really just giving up.
I think so. They're just adding to it.
I mean, the maniacs have won. An open air urinal. I mean, forget whether it's good for the environment. It's open air urinal.
Is that a park?
I mean, you could be standing along the river. There's a guy doing it. Tour boats going by.
Yes.
And the guy is facing the tour boats, peeing in what looks like a red newspaper dispenser.
I know, it's
like
disgusting.
You're waiting for somebody behind him trying to get a USA Today. The guy's like, hold on a second. Let me do the shake.
And they shiver.
So gross. So, yes, apparently these are the new things that you can find if you go to Paris and you're in need of a bathroom. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Do you want to say welcome back to school, Oliver Woodard? First day of school is today. Sophomore in Millard South.
Now, has he still got to worry about getting shoved in a locker?
No,
he's clear. That's only a freshman year thing.
He's looking good. Growing fast, ladies. He is single and ready to mingle.
You are so embarrassing right now.
You got stuffed in lockers, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Jeff. I got stuff, but that wasn't in high school. That was in a junior high is when the worst times happened there.
I remember freshman year in high school, it was a threat. You didn't want to get stuffed in a locker. It wasn't the end of the world, but it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, so if you were going to get isolated by some senior and stuffed, you just didn't want anyone to be around.
No.
Got it. It was just
you didn't want
more
your friends to see you get jammed.
The bigger.
You just had to make it through like first semester freshman year.
That's it. That is it. Now, see, I played football. So the lockers in the locker room, you know, they had to fit the football equipment and stuff. Those are bigger lockers, and they had big, giant holes in the door. Those are the lockers I got stuffed into.
Oh.
Not fun.
And, you said not in high school?
No, that wasn't in high school, no. I had a chance to
This was grade school football.
Yeah, this is junior high. I had a chance to reinvent myself, you know, a little bit, because I had moved away and went to school in Germany, high school. So I got to be someone, kind of form into something else. That was a nice
every semester.
About that. Yeah.
You come back looking like Boy George. He's got the Boy George hat on. He's got dreadlocks. People are like, is that Demi Moore? No.
That's Mike
trying to be Boy George.
Mm-hmm. Do you really want to hurt me? Yeah, that's the deal. All right, we got a call here. Hello, what's going on?
Hi. I'd just like to talk about the McDonald's situation.
All right, go ahead. What's the situation?
Well, there's people that do come through every morning for breakfast and lunch, and you pretty much know what they want before they even order.
All right, so you work in McDonald's?
Yes, I do.
Okay, are you the drive-in then? Is that the deal? Or
yes, I am.
Okay, yep. So you have return customers so much during the week that you know what they want. Okay, that's nice. Wow.
Yes, and I even know their names, most of them.
Okay. Wow, so can they just roll up and be like, hey, it's Marcy, and you're like, Marcy, I got it covered. Come on up for that egg white McMuffin. I got it, Marcy.
Yep.
You're good.
Yep.
Okay.
How'd the meeting go yesterday?
Wow.
I guess which McDonald's, which one's yours?
In Iowa.
And how long have you worked there?
I was a manager a couple of years ago, and then I went back again part-time.
That's what's funny, is you go by fast food and you look in that window, that porthole, and it is the wild west of age ranges. I mean, you see young people.
And they all look happy. Everyone looks pretty happy.
It depends on the people that you work with, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, wow. All right. I guess you've been there enough to know people that are cruising through. That's pretty cool.
Yep. One thing that's good is when I'm working in drive-through is that people that actually know what they want, but then you have a customer that doesn't know what they want. You have to talk them through the whole thing. And it takes forever, and then you start to piss the people off behind you because you know they're on break.
Yeah.
So how many people work? So let's say when you're humming along, you work at McDonald's, the drive-through. How many employees are back there behind the counter? How many people does it take to run the whole operation?
We usually have like 8 up front, 7 in the grill area, and the 2 of us in back.
Wow, that's a big
crew.
2
in back. And this all includes the person at the window and everything. So,
yes.
Who's the most important person? Who's the most integral person?
General manager.
Yeah, but what about the window? How important is the window person? Like, where are you going to put your slacker? Where could you put your slacker and not feel it?
The slacker, you would, oh, God.
I would say milkshake.
You can't put them on fries.
Milkshake.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it's amazing, though, sometimes that when you roll up to the drive-thru window, sometimes the slacker seems like the person at the window.
Yeah.
But it depends on, kind of.
Because all you're doing is taking orders, grabbing Cokes, right, and bags. Someone else is bagging all that stuff up, right?
Yeah, someone's bagging it. You got to get the drinks ready, and you just stand there.
You do quality control, right? Also, you look in and make sure the fries and the burgers in there and all that stuff, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Are you taking applications?
Always.
Okay, all right.
That's a heck of an operation, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
17 people, though, to keep the ship moving.
Now, the person that's wearing the different colored shirt, that's the person obviously in charge, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Because that person seems like they're all squared away. All right, cool. I don't even know if I have any other questions. The kiosk, are they coming to your place, the new self-ordering?
We are getting those probably next year.
Are you worried about that?
Just a little, because people tend to make mistakes when they do it themselves. Because if you don't know what you want or what comes with it, then...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this Westroads Mall. There's, I believe, a Runza that had kiosks there that they got rid of the people and everyone had to order themselves, you know? And then there are people grabbing it. Complete nightmare. It was the longest wait ever to get food. But everyone wanted to do it because it was new. This is probably 10 years ago. But no one could pull it off. It was just a complete mess.
I like to deal with humans. I don't
even leave the house.
Keep in mind, these are my only human interactions a lot of days, are the nice
drive-through people.
The
ones where you give them the money, they give you the coffee. It's like a queen.
Exactly. Hi.
The queen has left the castle.
She's so pale. She's so pale.
You're the only person besides the cat that I've talked to today. Yeah. I've got so much to say.
All right, dude, what about, last question, we'll let you go. What about those menu items that are secret that everyone always talks about?
What was that?
What about the menu items that are secret that everyone always talks about? Like, you can go and say the secret word and get this triple burger, you know what I mean? Do those exist?
No.
Yeah, they don't. Okay. The off-menu.
Right. Yeah, the off-menu stuff.
Only in your dreams, honey.
I'm sure that's what a fast food operation loves to hear.
Hold on a second. I'm going to go off-menu.
Right.
This isn't Burger King. You can't have it your way. It comes how it comes. You get what you get. You don't get upset.
Hey, well, thanks for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Try that the next time you go through.
I'm a Yelp reviewer, so I usually go off-menu. I'm a Yelper.
And they're like, oh, well, we'll be sure to add the special sauce. Is that mayo? Yeah, it's mayonnaise.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel
94.1. There you go. Celebrity news, what's up?
Demi Lovato's in rehab after having been hospitalized for a near-fatal overdose, which TMZ is reporting was from freebasing a fentanyl-laced oxycodone with a drug dealer.
All right. So she was all the way in.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, apparently this guy had been somebody she had been dealing with for a couple months. Like, you know, he was a drug dealer. She sent him a text and was like, hey, can you bring it to the house? He came over. They smoked this. And apparently when he saw that she was breathing heavy, he left and had her people find her that way. So he sounds like a real...
Really? Well, he sounds like a drug dealer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Drug dealer right there. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's really good drug dealers. Like, he's so good about making sure I'm okay before he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's in rehab as of now. And there's word that that Demi Lovato's ex, Wilmer Valderrama, is not allowed to speak to her while she is undergoing extensive treatment.
Now, are they saying why?
No, they just, I guess she's supposed to focus on herself and she isn't to communicate with her friends, including her ex-boyfriend.
They don't know his history, even though he's the good guy that rushed to the hospital. He's the ex.
Okay.
It might be a trigger.
But any of those people, they're like, we don't know who the bad people are.
All right.
You got to get all the toxicity out of your life for people that are going to offer you drugs.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be desperate and ask for drugs.
Give me some.
Okay. And then they love you, but they don't know how to say no to you. So, yeah, I guess they're keeping her pretty
You'd be in there for 5 minutes, party. I'd come visit you. You'd be like, dude,
give me that cheeseburger.
I need some drugs. I'm going to say some crazy stuff to you.
Swallow the gravy. Yeah. That'd be bad.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce. Getting not any better. It's been getting rather ugly as of late. Sources close to Brad Pitt are saying that the reports that Angelina Jolie is hurting for money are absolutely crazy. That she made at least $20 million plus starring in Disney's upcoming Maleficent 2. So I guess Jolie appears to have hired additional divorce lawyers for her team, which might explain why things have gotten so stepped up as of late, that the new attorneys that she's hired are more like attack dog attorneys than the previous divorce team that she had, that Angelina had before. Paris Jackson had to have emergency surgery. She posted via Instagram stories that doctors had to operate immediately on her to remove an almost golf ball size abscess.
Oh, gross. Man. Gross.
I know. I don't know. They didn't say from where.
Okay.
But she was just talking about how, you know, they were concerned because they're like, you know, if it pops, you can get really sick. So she clarified that the doctors operated immediately and that she was awake for the entire procedure.
Everybody like, that hey. We sent toward the drive-thru at McDonald's is now turning around.
Never.
I didn't know they had 17 people there to make my egg McMuffin.
Oh, never mind.
Golf ball size abscess.
Yeah, she's a tiny little thing. You're like, where was it?
On her neck, maybe, or I guess somewhere you can see it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so she was back performing. She's got a band called Sound Flowers.
You had us at Abscess Pops. Is that the name for a band? There's your band name. Coming to the Maha Music Phase stage, Abscess Pops. Their hit song, Splarch. By the way, kids, an abscess is a pocket of pus.
Oh, my God.
That can occur almost anywhere in the body, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had one or known anyone that's had one.
I had a thing on the side of my neck, but it was more like, it wasn't an
abscess. Let's go all in, baby. Was it a gusher?
Right. Did you have to get it lanced?
Yes, it wasn't lanced.
You had to get it lanced bast?
I had to get it bast. It was the worst experience I've experienced wide awake in pain land.
Why you like
they
Dr. Pimple Pusser.
They numbed it, but the problem is it was deeper past the muscle. It was like a fatty tissue that was underneath the muscle that was pulling, giving it a lump on the side of my neck whenever I turned. Uh-huh. I didn't know what it was. He's like, yeah, we can get rid of it. I didn't know I'd be awake and feeling it. And it got so, it ended up being so deep. That he was like, I could feel it cutting. I'm like, I can feel this. So he had to numb it up more. And then later on, I can feel him cutting more. I'm like, I can feel this. Oh, it was awful.
He's like, good.
Awful.
I was making sure you could. You could feel something.
Well, anyway.
Some doctor. That sounds like a terrible doctor.
Well, no, it's what it is. That's probably what she had to deal with. She said she was awake, right?
Yeah, she said it was the most pain she's ever felt. But now she's on pain medication. So I don't understand it. I don't understand why you would say, don't give me anything. Because I thought maybe because it had to do with her sobriety. You know, she's sober. And I didn't know if maybe she was, you know, off put by getting any pain medication during the procedure because she thought maybe it would compromise her sobriety, but she's taking pain medication now.
Probably hurts. I mean, yeah, it's a golf ball size thing.
But she finally realized why they offer you pain meds before they start dealing with your abscess.
Or after, yeah.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
No breakfast sandwiches sold, huh?
Yeah, we don't even need any of Molly's poop biscuits. What are those things called?
I don't know what they're...
Molly's
they're
taking,
not poop biscuits, they're just fiber. I don't know
Molly's
what they do.
Taking special ordered...
People are asking
Scandinavian.
Magic poop biscuits.
They're apparently good for appetite suppression.
Does your husband know that you ship in biscuits from Scandinavia?
No.
No, because it comes in an Amazon Prime box with everything else.
He don't know nothing.
He doesn't know
wallet?
My life.
Wallet?
Those Amazon boxes show up anymore, and they're like, it's just a grab box of things.
It is.
It's like a time capsule of stuff you bought 2 days earlier.
You can't keep up. Sometimes can't keep up.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.